Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, this is Onyx Queen with the Queen's Lair. And this is our laid back podcast for the company Onyx Queen Media, of which I am the CEO. This is really an impromptu. I don't usually upload in the middle of the week. Well, Tuesday, technically Tuesday at 2:48 a.m. Eastern time. I've just been kind of like rolling around back and forth, and I kind of just jumped up out of bed like, I just need to like clear my head about this election. I don't know how to feel about the elections. I don't know where the country, this is probably the most uneasy that I've felt about the United States of America in all my years. I don't think that I've ever felt this uneasy about an election in a very long time. And I did vote. I did early voting and I did absentee ballot. And I did get that out and away last week. And it really felt good to vote. Like, I just feel like my vote is so important. This is such an important election. We don't want to, I posted something on my Instagram recently, like, let's not set the country back 50 years, you know, when women didn't have a voice and, you know, couldn't vote. And I'll say this, you know, it's very hard to understand the differences between the candidates, because both candidates definitely have a lot of indiscretions, dirt, if you will. You know, there's been a lot of mudslinging. This is probably the most mudslinging I've ever seen. And if anybody who truly knows me personally knows that I've worked in government, I didn't work for the government, but I worked for a nonpartisan company and for almost 12 years. So my clients were the House members. My clients were the Senate. My clients were, you know, the embassies and Library of Congress. I was in their offices and on Capitol Hill every day with my rolling suitcase, you know, showing them how to use, you know, the company that I worked for at the time, their legislative tracking products. And I got to tell you, it's a different culture on the Hill when you really see how the bills come together, how people actually sit around a table and discuss how they're going to introduce bills and how they're, you know, pulling every single type of thing out of their hat to pass certain bills. There's lobbyists on the Hill all the time who are, obviously, that's what they do. They lobby for their agenda, you know, for their states, their districts, their cities, you know, all these different things. There's so much to it that a lot of people, that if you've never worked on Capitol Hill or even worked for a government office, you would not understand a lot of the ramifications of decisions and things that you make. But I can say very honestly how I feel. Yes, there are many things that people may not like about, you know, Hillary Clinton. There are many things that they can pick apart. But I will say this, having worked in that arena for over 10 years, having someone like Donald Trump in office is a very dangerous situation. He opens the door to a lot of powder kegs and Pandora's boxes that I don't think this country is ready to really address. I think that race relations, I think people think that race relations has gotten better over the years. And let me just say this, I'm not in my 20s, I'm not in my 30s, I'm in my 40s. So I've been around for a minute. I'm not speaking from, you know, a young perspective. You know, I'm not a Generation X or a millennial, you know, and not that they can't speak on things, but, you know, over 40 years, in this life, and I can tell you I've seen a lot of things. I know what it's like to sit in a bed, you know, being in my 40s. I know what it's like to sit next to a skinhead in a black literature class. And the whole point of him taking that black literature class was so that he can prove his agenda or point. And he ended up in that. And this is a dude that had like a swastika on his neck. And I got to sit next to this guy because of the way our last names are set up. Like, really? You know what I mean? But towards the end of that class, he was so enlightened. And our teacher, I'll never forget him, Professor Abdullah, God bless him. He's a good man. And our teacher was Muslim as well. So here you are now, this, you know, white supremacist guy in this, it's a very mixed school, you know, a little bit of everything. And you're in a black literature class being taught by a Muslim professor. Oh my gosh, like, where are they doing that? You know what I mean? Like, it was really crazy. And he really came there to stir trouble. He really came there to, quote unquote, make his point. And by the time we got done with him, that class, because the majority, I would say 85% of the class was black students. By the time we got done with him, at the end of that semester, and no one showed him the malice that he was expecting. So by the time we got done with him at the end of the semester, he was just really had a huge change of heart, and it actually caused him to lose part of his family because they basically pretty much disowned him. He was getting his tattoos removed. By the time we were graduating, he was getting his tattoos removed. And like I said, he had a big swastika on the side of his neck, you know. There are a lot of people who adhere to the Trump agenda. And unfortunately, and for me, I can say as I'm a native New Yorker and I also lived in D.C. for 15 years, and now I live in Georgia. And Georgia is definitely a part of the Bible Belt. Georgia is definitely one of those states that has, you know, historically been Republican. But this, him running for president has brought out a lot of people from these, a lot of the white supremacists here, and they still exist, are very vocal, more than they've ever been in a very, very long time. And not just that, just people who just don't want to see both sides of the coin, who you can have your opinion. I'm not going to say don't vote for Trump, don't vote for Trump. I would love to say don't vote for Trump, but that's not really what it's about. You can vote however you want. I am concerned about the people who don't vote at all. You know, I would love everybody to vote the way that I vote. You know, we all want that. But when you don't vote, you give way to a lot of these types of thinking and askewed views of just, you know, life and generalities of what people are and who they are and where they're from and why they're in this country. And people have such great stories. My parents are immigrants. You know, they did all the right things and, you know, did everything that they needed to do to get here. They're now citizens, naturalized citizens, you know. And it's really disheartening to see how this has dredged up a lot of, I think, just has been racism that has just been dormant. I just think that it's there. It's been dormant for a long time because people could not be as vocal. You know, people could not be as in your face with things that they have wanted to say the way they used to back in the day, you know. So I cannot tell you how to vote. I'm not going to tell you how to vote. But do vote because your voice will be heard. You know, and I don't think too deeply about the election as it being rigged and all these other things. People are going to come with all their different agendas. What I'm saying to folks is vote smart. Look at both sides. Don't just look at the quote-unquote scandal of things. Look at both sides and what they're – almost look at the hidden agenda. That's what you kind of have to look at. Look at what the hidden agenda may be. And for me personally, and I have been vocal about it, and I'll be vocal about it again, I know that Hillary is not perfect, but I just don't feel that Donald Trump has, I don't think he has what it takes to be president. I don't think he has the disposition just on a, you know, personality level to be president. And I don't think he truly has a plan of strategy and action. I think he's a great speaker. I think he, you know, in some respects, you know, where people look at him and say he's a great businessman, but I think it's more for the power aspect than it really is to cradle this country and take care of this country, because that's a big responsibility. It's the biggest job that exists in the United States of America, and that's being president. You know, so I just don't want to leave that to someone that cannot have a two-way conversation without getting offended, cannot have a two-way conversation without cussing, cannot have a two-way conversation without offending the opposite party just because they don't agree with you. You know, we need a president who is going to have a great and positive agenda as much as they can. And it's just not the president who makes decisions. It's also Congress. We need a president that is going to mesh with Congress so that we can get some of these bills and things that haven't passed, that need to pass, done. And if you have so much opposition from the top office down, it just makes everything that much more difficult. So, like I said, I cannot, you know, force your hand either way. Definitely get out and vote, even if it's not for my candidate. But that is the only way that we're going to affect change. And I think it will just be awesome to hand off the presidency from the first black president to our first female president. I think that would be amazing. And like I said, everybody has things that they need to fix, things that they need to correct, and we're going to pull them to the carpet. We're going to call them to the carpet and make sure that they do those things. You know, but I really encourage people to get out and vote. If you haven't made a decision, if you said, you know what, I don't know, do it. Get out there and vote. Even if you have to write in a candidate, even if you have to choose you're going with the Green Party, I don't care. Just get out and vote and let your vote count and have your voice be heard. Okay? So that's all I have to say, kind of impromptu. I will talk to you guys later. I probably will be posting another podcast this week because this is kind of out of the ordinary for me to do this. But if you want to get in touch with us and discuss anything more, I've gotten such great emails from so many entrepreneurs. Oh, thank you. I will actually go through the emails and get the names of people and publicly thank you in a podcast. I'm going to do that in maybe an upcoming podcast because you guys write me such great notes and letters and things. You write such great notes and letters, and I just want to be able to thank people, you know, personally, and it's really great. So if you want to get in touch with us, you can find us online, www.onyxqueenmedia.com. If you are interested, if you're a woman in business and you're of the natural hair community, you can go to www.blackberrynaturals.com. That's the other side of our business. And if you want to email me at info@onyxqueenmedia.com. Get out there and vote, you guys. Let your voice be heard. Talk to you soon. Bye.